I'm going to show you another thing about it, one more thing. This is just, you understand what this is. Yeah. So I'm going to fill it with water. I often, by the way, I should say, sometimes do magic shows with primary school children just for their entertainment with surprise events. And this is partly what I'm showing you here. Okay, so I've got just a bottle full of water. But what I have here is a magic finger. Okay? And so if I... Works every time. Actually, I can even do it with my thumb. Can you see what I'm doing? Yeah, I think a few of you, if you're up the front, you can see what I'm doing. This is actually my magic finger. And what I'm doing is that. Okay. You see, I have one hole here, and I have three holes in the bottom. But the question is, why does the water only come out when I open up the holes in the top? Why does the water only come out when I open up that? Okay, I can control the flow of water. Anyone want to respond? Is anyone brave enough to... any answer will do. There is not one right answer to this. There are many ways of looking at it. If you are not brave enough, I will tell you what children say. Some say the air is trapped in there unless you open up that, and the air comes out the top and the water comes out the bottom, which is not right. But they think that this, you are letting something escape. Others will say, well, if you want to let the water out, you must let air in the top in order to allow the water to come out. And that's a good explanation. Another way of explaining it, and not usual for primary school, but they will say there is air pressure pushing on the holes to stop the water coming out, unless you will let air in at the top as well to also press. And that's also a very good explanation. But I have found that children about 10 or 11 years old start to explain in that way. They start to generate explanations. Let me try.